An hour later, Jesse was standing in front of Connie Walker's desk, and he was no less angry than he had been while watching Weld's statement on TV. "I know you're upset, Jesse, but there wasn't anything I could do to stop it. In football, you get a 2-minute warning. Your assistant gave me 5 seconds. I didn't have much more time myself. Keneally marched in here, told me the investigation was over, gave me a summary of the findings, and announced there was going to be a press conference. He thought I should prepare something to say, so you see, I was caught by surprise as well. How about the fact that I should have been there?" "Bad optics." Jesse wasn't having it. "Bullshit. You didn't want me standing there looking unhappy or trying to defend Alicia. Can you blame me? It was better this way. You aren't associated with or tainted by what Alicia did. Is alleged to have done. Come on, Jesse, really? Aren't you always the man touting that your cops follow the evidence and not their hunches? Look at the evidence." He wasn't going to argue. Jesse knew that everything Weld had pointed to Alicia shooting an unarmed man. But he could not get the series of coincidences out of his head. The mayor wasn't finished. "And even if you believe that Vanderkamp had a gun that grew legs and ran away, there's no getting around the fact that Alicia was drunk. I mean, for goodness sakes, Jesse, John Vanderkamp wasn't even actually a suspect. He was someone you wanted to question. Use your smarts. Let it go. You and I will both survive the hit if you ease off. You hired her and I backed you. Everyone makes mistakes. Voters can be very forgiving." "Is everything calculus for you, Connie?" "For better or worse, I'm a professional politician, Jesse. That's how it works. You know the saying about how no one wants to see the sausage being made? Well, imagine if the sausage was being made by someone who didn't know how to make sausage. Politics is sometimes an ugly process, but I'm good at it, and I know what I'm doing." Jesse hated politics. Most cops did. Still, Connie Walker had a point. Politics was bad business, but police work could be sausage-making at its ugliest. When Jesse tracked Mary Weld down, she was eating a grilled cheese sandwich at Daisy's. He didn't bother asking the statey if she minded him sitting across from her. Neither Daisy nor Cole approached the table. You didn't have to know Jesse Stone at all to read the keep your distance look on his face. "You hung Alicia out to dry," Jesse said. "Not my call," Weld said, putting her sandwich down. "It's SOP to announce you've finished your investigation and that you're turning over the findings to the DA. I get that. But since when do you hold a press conference to announce your findings?"
"Since I got told to."
"By?"
She shook her head.
Jesse said, "That's how it is?"
"That's how it is. I take orders, just like everybody else."
"How is she supposed to get a fair trial now?"
Weld looked around, and when she was sure no one could hear her except Jesse, she leaned forward.
"There won't be a trial."
"What do you mean?"
"Look, Chief Stone, I didn't like what I did today any more than you, but think about it. Your town is full of people looking for someone on the other side to light the match and start the fire. What my releasing the findings did was to pour water on everybody's matches. By the time they dry, the warring factions will have moved on.
At the price of doing the right thing."
She laughed without joy.
"The right thing. What's that?"
"You denied my cop of any chance to clear her name."
Weld had had enough.
"Your cop was drunk and emptied her clip down a darkened alley into an unarmed man. So don't give me any right thing or justice crap, Chief. The DA will go to a grand jury, get an indictment on the most serious charges, and then, with a nod and wink from all sides, plead her down and give her most of her life back. John Vanderkamp won't have that chance."
Weld stood up and threw a 10 on the table.
"What about your sandwich?" Jesse asked.
"Lost my appetite."
She left. Jesse didn't have much of an appetite either. It seemed to him that almost everyone was willing to do whatever it took to make this all go away. He understood how Mayor Walker and Detective Lieutenant Weld saw it. Their way was certainly the easier way, but it wasn't the right way. And no one could convince him that it was.